You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
97.1 FM Talk.
On demand audio.
Kim on a whim.
Well, Mark, we were just talking about the 11 year anniversary of Michael Brown's death. And TJ Brown, the officer, remember last year on the 10 year anniversary, he was out there because there was a protest outside the Ferguson Police Department. And he got knocked down to the ground.
Yes.
And ended up suffering a very severe brain injury. He wasn't able to talk, really do much of anything for months. He was in the ICU here in St. Louis for about 3 months. And then he has since traveled to an Atlanta rehab facility and he's continued to do rehabilitation work. And I saw some video over the weekend that I guess friends and family had shared and, you know, trying to relearn how to walk and do all of these things. And that's really what deserves a lot of this attention is stuff like that you're not hearing as much about. You know, when you go to the local news, you're seeing more so of the memorial that's been set up for Michael Brown, and you're not seeing any updates with what happened to that officer, TJ Brown.
I agree with that completely. That's a great point. And, you know, the circumstance there was that he was trying to stop somebody who was fleeing the scene. The guy barreled into him, knocked him backwards, and he hit his head on a curb,
mm-hmm.
Right?
Right.
Causing the brain injury, and he's fortunate that he's progressed back as far as he has.
And you wonder why it's been hard for some of the communities across the country to try to recruit police officers. They don't want to be the ones who were in TJ Brown's case, who end up suffering a severe brain injury and may never be the same. They don't want to be the ones who have to make a split-second decision and some idiot grabs their phone and the angle of it, it can completely twist what actually happened. And then this false narrative gets spread on social media. And then, of course, the mainstream media picks it up. And then you have the Ferguson effect, right?
Yes.
And so a lot of cities are making some changes, trying to attract more police officers. Dallas, Texas is one of them. And what they're doing is they're cutting education requirements. Right now, you actually have to have a college education, believe it or not, to become a police officer in Dallas. That's not the case here in St. Louis. You have to have a high school degree, but you don't have to have college. Now, there's other things you have to do to qualify, but the college degree here is not one of them. And we've struggled to keep officers, not only because you have a liberal mayor, Tashara Jones, now Kara Spencer, who claims she's pro-police. I'm not quite buying it. But you have leadership here in the city that wants to slash funding, and they cut jobs, and they act like this is amazing because they say, well, look, we gave raises to our officers. Well, it's because you slash jobs and have no plan to replace them, and you use that money to give the others raises, which is bogus because right. As much as I'm sure they love the raises, I bet they'd rather have backup and feel maybe a little bit safer when they're having to report or cover or respond, I should say, to these horrible crimes. So this is what's changing, like I said, in Dallas. Listen.
Anyone 21 and up, has a high school degree, and can show 3 consecutive years of employment can now apply to join DPD's academy.
On your mark.
It comes as the city is pushing to grow the ranks of sworn police officers from a current total of just over 3,200, DPD's highest figure in 8 years, to a voter-mandated 4,000 officers over the next 5 years.
This is just broadening the pool for some qualified applicants who just didn't have the exact life experience. And that's how I got comfortable with it.
The criticism has been that someone who's 21 years old might not have 3 years of stable employment.
Okay.
So that was some of the criticism I saw. But other than that, I mean, I don't think that you have to have a college degree to be an effective police officer.
Well, I mean, I think we look at the skilled trades and you see a lot of people who didn't have the resources or the inclination to go to a four-year liberal arts school and get some sort of a degree in economics, but who are the absolute natural at fixing your air conditioner or whatever that technical training they had to go through to do that. I think you could do the same thing for police officers as long as you don't lower those standards too much. Like, look in the state of Illinois where a non-citizen can arrest a citizen. They're allowing non-citizens to become police officers in the state of Illinois.
Well, that's ridiculous. Yeah,
but it's a matter of you're having to lower your standards just to get people in the job, depending on what your standards were. And I'm not saying that that's right or wrong down there, but depending on what your standards were, lowering them too much can also impact the quality of the people you're attracting.
So I agree.
You have to be conscious of that for sure. But I also am not convinced that you need to have a 4-year college degree to be a law enforcement officer.
According to this article that I saw in USA Today, it says research has found there are some benefits to stricter standards. College-educated officers tend to use less force, have fewer complaints against them, and write better reports.
Okay.
That's what they have said as far as why you should have a college degree. But it says more than 80% of law enforcement agencies only require a high school diploma to be hired, and that's according to a 2017 survey. So I would imagine more have dropped. I mean, again, including St. Louis, you have to be a citizen. If you're looking at the qualifications for the city of St. Louis, it says, I'm not going to read all of them, but like citizen of the United States, thank you. You have to pass a background check, valid driver's license, high school diploma or equivalent is required, be at least 20 and a half years at the time of your application, 21 by the time you complete the academy, no felony convictions, no DWI convictions within the last 36 months.
It'll just be a matter of time till they start trying to reduce those requirements.
Now, that would be concerning.
I'm just like saying.
Because I agree, there is a line here. I can understand why there might be some things that aren't necessary in order to recruit more police officers. But to your point, Mark, you can't lower them so much like they've done in Illinois where it's just ridiculous. Because then that is scary, having some of those people out there like non-citizens who are able to run around and try to arrest people like us.
Yeah.
Citizens.
Citizens.
Is what I mean by that.
But right. I think there's a line there, but it all gets back to what you said at the top of this, Kim. We're having this crisis in policing in America because of Ferguson. Because of things like Ferguson that spread the lie that all police officers are evil and they're all racist and it's only, you know, police officers are only shooting black people, and DOJ and FBI statistics, uniform crime reporting, do not support that argument. The facts just aren't there. But what they've managed to do with the Ferguson effect, and people have written books on it, is you can read Tom Jackson's book on it, who was the police chief in Ferguson when it happened. It's enough to scare people away from that profession. I mean, I work in a profession where I can come to work each day comfortably and not worry about the fact that somebody might pull a gun on me when I'm on the job. Generally speaking, I do drive into downtown St. Louis every day. I mean, that's the risk. But police officers don't have that comfort. Every day when they leave their apartment or their house, their spouse doesn't know if they're coming back or not. That's a tremendous amount of responsibility to put on anybody, and what Ferguson did was diminish that job in the eyes of the public because of a lie, and that's what pisses me off so much about it every time I think about it. And I'd love to take these local news reporters and news directors and by the shoulders and shake them and say, why do you continue to pay lip service to this lie 11 years later and make Mike Brown out to be some pillar of society. You should be doing that for Darren Wilson, for God's sake. I just looked back and quoted the DOJ report here. I dropped it into Facebook. They didn't find any evidence of wrongdoing on Darren Wilson's part.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
But they did find Mike Brown's DNA on Darren Wilson's gun because he reached into the car and tried to take the officer's gun. The facts are out there. Not even the Eric Holder Justice Department could find anything wrong with the way that case was handled by the Ferguson police.
Mm-hmm.
And yet they've ruined, in many ways, they've damaged the profession nationwide because of these lies.
And Darren Wilson is not the only officer who's had that happen and certainly won't be the last.
Right.
Where, you know, to a degree, it is good that there is a lot of transparency and that we have our phones, because there are, I'm sure, officers who were in the wrong who should be held accountable.
Sure.
But there's so many situations you see playing out on social media, these videos that go viral, where someone gets pulled over and it almost seems like they're trying to provoke the officer and they're putting the phone up in their face to let them know that they're recording, which, whatever. But it's they're trying to, like, you know, poke at him to get him to react so that their video goes viral. And then as soon as they can find one little thing, people, again, want to sit here and say, well, they were clearly in the wrong. You have no context for what led up to that. It's easy to edit a clip and put the best part that makes you look the best on social media and let that, you know, let the woke mob do its job. And they do it really well. They spread it and they spread lies. And it's just it takes on a life of its own.
It absolutely does.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, Other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.